RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service with the news. First, the headlines. Mexico sees potential to increase trade relations with Indonesia. President Director of RRI wants the radio to be different and with character on its 71st anniversary. The Central Bank or Bank Indonesia targets 11% growth credit. Garuda to fly for the US in 2017. Now the news in detail. The Mexican government opens opportunities for Indonesia to increase trade relations. In a recent interview with Voice of Indonesia, Mexican Ambassador to Indonesia, Frederico Salas, revealed that Mexico is a potential market for Indonesia.
Indonesia is a very large market, the fourth largest country in the world. And Mexico is also a very large country. It's 120 million people in Mexico. And Mexico has another advantage. We are one of the countries with the largest number of free trade agreements with a large number of countries around the world. So Mexico is a gateway of access to many other markets. So it's not just the Mexican market and the Mexican economy that is and should be attractive, but from Mexico to many other parts of the world. And many other countries are taking advantage of it. And we're trying to drive that point to the business people here in Indonesia, you know, to look at Mexico as an opportunity.
The ambassador revealed that the trade relations between Indonesia and Mexico reached $1.5 billion in 2015. He is optimistic that the trade figure can increase significantly. According to him, the Mexican government sees opportunity in Indonesia as a potential market in Southeast Asia because of the size of market in the country. Besides, the two countries share the same values and the same ways of looking at the future at the global agenda. Indonesia and Mexico are part of several global forums, including G20, APEC, and MICTA, consisting of Mexico, Indonesia, Korea, Turkey, and Australia. Every September 11, Indonesia celebrates Radio Day, which is to commemorate the establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, on September 11, 1945. Director of RRI Rohanuddin said that on its 71st anniversary, RRI will head toward acceleration programs in each sector, such as programming and production in RRI's border, optimized foreign broadcast or Voice of Indonesia, and Pro 2 and redesign Pro 3. He stressed that it is important for RRI to go into a complete public service broadcast. Moreover, he expected that RRI to be different from others so that the characters as a leader increasingly shown. Meanwhile, Iskandar Muda Military Commander Major General Rudy Polandi hopes that at the age of 71 years, Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI could be adhesive and unite the nation within the framework of Unitary Republic of Indonesia. According to Iskandar Muda Military Commander in Banda Aceh on Sunday, the existence of RRI, particularly in frontier regions, plays a fundamental role in providing information for people in remote regions and can continue to foster a spirit of patriotism. Furthermore, he hopes that over the times, RRI can compete with other media and continue to voice the interests of society or people, especially in Aceh, in wide range of issues, so it could be social, cultural, economic, political, and education. Governor of Central Bank Indonesia Agus Martowardoyo said that Bank Indonesia or the Central Bank is targeting bank credit growth by 11% next year. According to him, the target is expected to be reached due to the influx of fresh funds into financial institutions through the tax amnesty program. Agus stated that Bank Indonesia or BI considers that the tax amnesty will bring enough funds. The estimate, however, is lower than that of the original target of 12.7%. According to Agus, the change coincided with the approval of the 2017 economic growth target of the 1.5%. Assumption credit growth of 12.7%, he said, is met if the government and the House of Representatives agreed on economic growth target of 5.2%. He added that the cause of the slow growth of credit is the weakening global economic growth, which is below 3.5%. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution is optimistic that the economic growth target of 5.1% in 2017, as agreed by the government and the House of Representatives, will be achieved. Darmin said in his office on Friday that it very much depends on revenues from the tax amnesty program that is running. According to Darmin Nasution, the government has not revised the revenue target from the repatriated money from the amnesty tax program of 165 trillion rupiahs. He stated that whether the government revised or not, they cannot predict the realization of the revenues. He explained that one thing is clear, Minister of Finance and the Director General of Taxes continue in its efforts to boost revenues from the tax amnesty program. Last item. National carrier Garuda Indonesia plans to serve flights to the United States starting next year. Vice President Corporate Communication Garuda Indonesia Benny S. Butar-Butar said Garuda's plan to fly to the United States is one of the measures to strengthen its business expansion. He said in a press release on Saturday that the plan to fly to the U.S. is business expansion to strengthen the position of Garuda Indonesia as a global player in the aviation industry. Benny said Indonesia's flight market potential to the U.S. is quite high, reaching 400,000 passengers per year. Based on this potential, Garuda Indonesia targets a return flight to Los Angeles, Will Go, and New York as the two cities with the highest market potential. He added, in realizing the strategic plan, Garuda Indonesia has initiated various preparation, including a feasibility study of the potential market, profitable route, and the type of fleets to be utilized optimally, and many others. Garuda Indonesia plans to use large-bodied Boeing 777-300ER fleet to fly to America. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Mexico sees potential to increase trade relations with Indonesia. In its 71st anniversary, Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI President Director wants RRI to be different and with character. Bank Indonesia or the Central Bank targets 11% credit growth. Garuda Indonesia is to fly to the U.S. in 2017. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Bali. Dharma Hindus in Bali celebrated the holiday of Galungan. the major feast day commemorating the victory of Dharma or good against Adharma or evil. With solemn ceremony last Wednesday, the Hindus, men, women, and children wearing traditional clothing in white and with the women carrying offerings on their head went to a temple or family sacred place or Marajan to worship. The ambience of Denpasar and rural areas in Bali seemed quite lively because along the way there were decoration of penjor as a symbol of prosperity. At the time of the Balinese celebrating, galungan foreign and domestic tourists were flocking Tanah Lot tourist attraction. In Tabanan, Bali, operation manager of Tanah Lot, Iketutoya Adnyana, in Tabanan on Wednesday said data on Tuesday shows that the number of visitors reached 8,630 people compared to approximately 8,000 people on normal days. According to him, tourists came to Tanah Lot since the area has natural panorama temple located on a cliff top and very beautiful at sunset. Foreign tourists visiting Tanah Lot on average come from China, Australia, Japan, and Europe. The next news comes from Bengkulu. Two types of the Rafflesia flowers, namely Rafflesia gardutensis and Rafflesia arnoldi, have been blooming in the two forest areas in Bengkulu province. Rare Puspa or Flower Care Community Coordinator Sofyan Ramadan in Bengkulu said on Tuesday the two types of Rafflesia flowers have been blooming simultaneously in two different locations. According to him, this is a rare opportunity to see of the unique Rafflesia flower. One flower is blooming in Boven Lies National Park, North Bengkulu. The type of flower found in the region is Rafflesia gardutensis, while the other is Rafflesia arnoldi, found blooming in the Nature Reserve area of Taba Penanjung, Central Bengkulu Regency. The location of Rafflesia gardutensis in Boven Lies can be reached in 2-hour drive from the city of Bengkulu. To access the site, visitors are directed towards Kemumu Waterfall, while the Rafflesia arnoldi flower in Taba Penanjung Central Bengkulu can be reached by driving for 1.5 hours from the city of Bengkulu. In addition to Rafflesia arnoldi and Rafflesia gardutensis, two other types of Rafflesia flowers in Bengkulu have been identified, namely Rafflesia bengkulensis and Rafflesia hasselti. The last news comes from Rote Island, East Nusa Tenggara. Indigenous people in Rotendao, incorporated in the Communication Forum of Care for Rote Culture Indigenous People, on Wednesday confirmed guards of the sea called Haholok or Papadang as a form of local wisdom in maintaining the security of the local waters. Chairman of the Communication Forum, John Ndolu, told reporters, Hoholok and Papadak Guardians is a term previously exercised by the people of Rotendao to keep all the crops in the southernmost island in Indonesia to prevent them from being damaged or touched by irresponsible people. Aside from being guard and setting sustainability of natural resources, Papadak or Hoholok also serve to prevent conflicts between farmers and ranchers, as well as between the individual farmers. Prohibition to not damage the marine and coastal areas include mangrove logging, blast fishing, catching protected turtles, as well as fishing using trawlers. Director of Conservation and Biodiversity of Directorate General of Marine Space, Marine and Fisheries Ministry Andi Rusandi appreciates what is done by indigenous peoples in the Rote Island. According to him, Indonesian efforts to maintain maritime security cannot only be implemented by the government and the security forces of the sea, but need the support of the wider community. That was news from the Indonesian archipelago.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with September 11, 1945. Radio Republik Indonesia RRI is established. Radio Republik Indonesia RRI or RRI is a radio station belonging to the Indonesian government. Its slogan is once on the air, always on air. Radio Republik Indonesia was officially established on September 11, 1945 by the Indonesian leaders who previously actively operated several Japanese radio stations in six cities during the Japanese occupation. A meeting of the six radio representatives at Adang Kadarusman home in Jakarta resulted in the decision to establish Radio Republik of Indonesia by choosing Dr. Abdurrahman Saleh as the general chairman of the first RRI or RRI. The meeting also produced a declaration known as 11 September 1945 Charter, containing three commitments of RRI in its duties and function, which became known as the Tri Prasetya RRI. 11 September is celebrated as the National Radio Day in Indonesia. Next is from 11 September 2001, two hijacked aircraft crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City, while a third smashed into the Pentagon in Arlington County, Virginia, and a fourth into a field near Sanksfield, Pennsylvania, in a series of coordinated suicide attacks by 19 members of Al-Qaeda. In total, 3,000 people were killed. Let's conclude with September 11, 2012, the 18th National Sports Week inaugurated. The 18th National Sports Week was held in Pekanbaru, Riau on September 11 to September 20, 2012. The mascot of the National Sports Week of the in Riau or the National Sport Week in Riau 2012 was Serindit Bird, Scott Bujang Serindit, which is unique to the province of Riau. The opening of the National Sports Week itself was originally scheduled to be held on September 9, 2012. This date was chosen to coincide with the National Sports Day, which is usually celebrated on September the 9th. However, it was postponed to September 11, 2012 due to adjustment to the schedule of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who was due to officially open it. That was Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with highlights of this week. This time it's entitled Indonesia-Australia Enhanced Maritime Cooperation Combating Terrorism and Trade. President Joko Widodo and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in Vientiane, Laos on Thursday, September the 8th, agreed to enhance cooperation in counterterrorism and maritime. In addition, the two leaders also discussed economic cooperation in the form of the supply of beef to Indonesia. Cooperation between the two countries will be discussed further in President Joko Widodo's visit to Australia in November. A cooperation was discussed between President Joko Widodo and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the third day of ASEAN and East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Laos, on Thursday, September the 8th morning. Turnbull said Joko Widodo's coming visit to Australia would strengthen ties between the two countries. Related to counterterrorism, Turnbull also praised Indonesia as the largest Muslim nation in the world, which implements democracy, tolerance, and moderate Islam. The problem of terrorism became one of the main issues of the ASEAN-Australia meeting on Wednesday, September the 7th. The summit resulted in a joint declaration for international counter-terrorism cooperation. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, who accompanied the president on the occasion, told reporters that increased counter-terrorism cooperation between Indonesia and Australia will be utilizing the Jakarta Center for Law Enforcement Cooperation. She said that intelligent information cooperation will be enhanced. Jakarta Center for Law Enforcement Cooperation was established in 2004 by the governments of Indonesia and Australia in a meeting 2 years after the Bali bombings that killed 88 Australians and 114 others. Regarding the improvement of maritime cooperation, Retno Marsudi said Indonesia and Australia are active in the East Asia Summit, or an open regional forum of East Asia, and in IORA, or Indian Ocean Rim Association, which is regional cooperation of countries in the Indian Ocean region. In East Asia Summit, Indonesia and Australia became the first two countries that will implement maritime policy in the context of the East Asia Summit. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Turnbull also discussed cooperation in providing beef from Australia to Indonesia. Retno Marsudi said that this cooperation is not a matter related to beef imports, but also includes the breeding of cattle. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the partnership is intended to make Indonesia more sustainable in food security. That was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. The Mexican government opens opportunities for Indonesia to increase trade relations. Every September 11, Indonesia celebrates Radio Day, which is to commemorate the establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia RRI on September 11, 1945. Iskandar Muda Military Commander Major General Rudy Polandi hopes that at the age of 71 years, RRI or Radio Republik Indonesia could be adhesive and unite the nation within the framework of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia. Governor of Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowardoyo, said that the bank is targeting bank credit growth by 11% next year. Coordinating Minister for Economy, Darmin Nasution, is optimistic that the economic growth target of 5.1% in 2017, as agreed by the government and the House of Representatives, will be achieved, though it is very much depends on revenue from the tax amnesty program that is running. National carrier Garuda Indonesia plans to serve flights to the United States starting next year. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a segment introducing Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destination, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I'll take you for a visit to the Square of Karimun Jawa, Central Java. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Karimun Jawa Island, which is located about 83 kilometers from Jepara Beach, Central Java, is actually a national park. That's why the nature there is maintained both above and below the water. Karimun Jawa is also known as the largest supplier of marine products in Jawa. No wonder that the square in Karimun Jawa Island is dominated by stalls selling seafood. People on the island even consider seafood as their daily menu. After walking around the island and enjoying the beauty of the beaches, you can proceed with the culinary tour, just go straight to the square of Karimun Jawa to find a dish that suits your taste. Various fresh fish, shrimp, and squid, mostly grilled or fried, can easily be found here. In addition, you can also find processed seafood such as fish meatballs. Not only that, in this square, you can also find a traditional fish dish called Pindang Serani. It is a kind of fish soup made from milk fish and spicy flavor, sour and sweet, all combined into one. It is suitable to be eaten during the day. In addition, in the square of Karimun Jawa, there are also foods that come from other areas in Indonesia such as Garang Asem of Kudus, Timlo of Solo, and Mendoan of Purwokerto. You must also try the grilled fish that is guaranteed to make you addicted, or the special Karimun Jawa siomai or dumpling. These dumplings serve with tofu, potatoes, boiled eggs, and vegetables such as cabbage and pare. All are steamed. The fresh fish flavor blending with spicy peanut sauce and slightly sour from lemon slices make these dumplings really delicious. You can enjoy a plate of dumplings while sitting cross-legged and staring at the stars at night, because Karimun Jawa Siomai is sold daily from Monday to Sunday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. In the square of Karimun Jawa, besides having a culinary tour, you can also find souvenirs ranging from t-shirts, beach cloth, keychains, wooden bangles to dried fish and dried seaweed. The souvenir prices also vary depending on your ability to bargain, but mostly are inexpensive. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, featuring the square of Karimun Jawa in Central Java.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is the World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miss Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition is about the celebration of 71st anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Listener, the establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia or RRI was inseparable with the Independence Proclamation of Republic of Indonesia on August 17, 1945. After Soekarno and Bung Hatta proclaimed the independence of Indonesia in the morning, the partisans who worked in Japan's radio, Hoso Kyoku, announced the text of proclamations of independence in the evening. After Japan gave up, all of the area that Japan controls was handed over to Allied forces, including Indonesian islands. On September 10, 1945, the partisans who worked in Radio Hoso Kyoku in whole Java gathered in Pechambon, Jakarta, to discuss about how to take over Hoso Kyoku, which would be presented to Republic of Indonesia as a way to broadcast the proclamation. The discussion ended with results that whole partisans agreed, among others, to enact September 11 as the establishment of RRI. Besides, the evening discussion also produced a September 11, 1945 foe, which is known as Tri Prasetya RRI. There are two activities which are always due yearly in the celebration. Those are blood donors and walk exercise. In the celebration, walking exercise was held in Sunday, September 4th, 2016, which was held at the same time by all RRI stations in entire Indonesia. One of them is RRI Sungai Ilat, Bangka Belitung. Listener walking exercise in RRI Sungai Liat was officially released by Bangka Region Tarmizi. Besides walking exercise, RRI Sungai Liat also held Innovation Week on September 4th until 10, 2016. This Innovation Week has various activities to be done, namely bazaar, indie band competition, drawing competition, storytelling competition, and many others. Bangka Belitung Governor was represented by the head of Bangka Belitung Cultural Department, K.A. Tajuddin, in Innovation Week opening, said that walking exercise, which was held in RRI, is an event which is able to make people do sport and also discipline people, especially in the main road. Whereas Innovation Week is able to make people conserve the culture, develop the arts talent and knowledge, also an event where people can show society's handicraft. Listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic the celebrations of 71st anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcasts. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Bidan Chandra in India. We received his email via our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Bidan Chandra asked to send him a VOI souvenir. Hello, Mr. Bidan Chandra. Thank you for your appreciation on our broadcast. As your request, we will deliver to our management. Please be patient to wait for it. Well, Mr. Bidan Chandra, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Thank you. Before we read another email, we will play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Tiap aku mendengar suara kamu, rasanya mau bilang iya. Maafkan kamu, terima kamu kembali. Aku tahu kamu sangat menyesal, aku pun juga tak sempurna. Cerita kita tiada yang bisa gantikan. Namun ada satu yang terjadi, hatiku cinta kamu tapi tak bisa mau kembali lagi. Ulang semua, aku tak mau lukai kamu. Tubuhku butuh kamu tapi tak bisa rasa seperti dulu. Rusak sudah.
lagi sayang, hatiku berhenti di kamu. Cerita kita tiada yang bisa gantikan. Namun ada satu yang terjadi, hatiku cinta kamu tapi tak bisa mau kembali lagi. Ulang semua, aku tak mau lukai kamu. Tubuhku butuh kamu tapi tak bisa rasa seperti
listener. Now we will replay an email from Bigwe in French. In her email, she said that she is retired, living in France since 1967, coming from Mauritius. Hello, Miss Bigwe. Thank you for email dated 17 August 2016. We are sure that you always have much time to monitor Voice of Indonesia. Besides French program, we also broadcast other 6 foreign languages, namely English, Spanish, Mandarin, Arab, Japanese, German, and our national language, Indonesian. If you are interested in knowing more about those programs, you can visit our website www.voi.co.id and please send your reception report of our broadcast. Through your report, we will be able to know what your favorite segment is. Well, Ms. Bigwe, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception reports of our broadcast. Thank you.
Namun hanya kamu yang ada di hati.
Jangan sampai kau lukai hatiku. Aku rasa lalui waktu tanpamu.
Jangan sampai kau ragukan cintaku. Aku takkan membuatmu terluka. Untukmu.
ku tanpamu.
Jangan sampai kau ragukan cintaku. Aku takkan membuatmu terluka.
Jangan sampai kau lukai hatiku. Aku rasa lalui waktu tanpamu.
Jangan sampai kau ragukan cintaku. Aku takkan membuatmu terluka.
Ragu,
percaya.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Mr. Avinash Chekhot in India. Mr. Avinash Chekhot was listening to Voice of Indonesia English on 7 August 2016 on the frequency of 9525 kHz from 1300 till 1330 UTC. He also asked to send him our KSL card. Hello, Mr. Avinash Chekhot. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Thank you. Well, Mr. Avinash Chekhot, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we will play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Bicara satu kali saja sebagai ungkapan kata perasaanku padamu. Telah cukup lama ku diam di dalam keheningan. Kebekuan di bibirku tak berdayanya tubuhku. Dan ternyata cinta yang menguatkan aku. Dan ternyata cinta setia menemani kesepianku, menjaga lelap tidurku, membasuhku setulusnya. Dan ternyata cinta yang ternyata cinta tulus mendekap jiwaku. Dan ternyata cinta yang menguatkan aku.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And today is our 71st anniversary. We want to say thank you to our listeners who have sent their greetings to us. Thank you very much. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter, VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Goodbye.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat. Manusia yang paling butuh kamu, membutuhkanmu hatiku. Memalingkan pandang hanya padamu, pada hatimu. Kasih terhebat.
kekasih terhebat.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan maksud hatiku ajukan dirimu di depan mataku, tapi ku tak bisa lupakan saat dirimu membuat diriku terhina. Sakit hatiku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.